Folks, the future of one of New Orleans' most iconic landmarks is taking shape, and our own Tulane University has stepped up to kind of lead the initiative, and they're in the process of trying to do so now. And Mike Fitz, the president of Tulane University, joins us to talk about this exciting project. Mike, welcome to the show.
Noel, thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. I'm a Tulane Law alum. I love Tulane University. I love all that you guys do. And I love the fact that you have taken the reins of this project and, you know, having this desire to control your destiny, because this, I believe, is one of the most transformational projects in the history of the city of New Orleans. And we need it to just happen. I don't know how else to say it.
I think that's the perfect way to say it. This is clearly the largest initiative in the history of Tulane, but I think it could well be the largest initiative and most impactful, certainly in many years, if not the history of New Orleans.
Yeah.
I mean,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. It's obviously symbolically important in bringing back this iconic facility, Charity Hospital Building. But substantively, it really is moving us as a city to really expand our economic base and jobs and turn us really into an innovation research startup city.
No, absolutely. Mike, I got to ask you, this is like not the university's like primary lane of travel, right? I mean, this is not what y'all do every day. A little apprehension about it, a little anxiety?
Well, what we're doing really flows directly from what's been happening at Tulane over the last decade. We've grown our research footprint, close to doubling it over the last decade, really expanded. We've actually built 11 buildings on our uptown campus. We'll run out of space, I might add. And so what's going on in the downtown really is in a sense pursuing what we have been pursuing, growing as a university. It just happens that it's now focused on this iconic building and sort of using it as a basis for our expansion and really growth as a major research university.
Yeah, and that growth as a major research university is really key to the so many exciting things happening with new technology, new advancements. There was a story on one of the national news this morning about, is it CART research? Is that what it's called?
CART research,
relative. Yeah. CART research, New Orleans being one of the few areas. But really, the outcome of that story was really about how key it is for people that have these challenges to live in cities that have these robust, innovative medical research facilities.
Absolutely. You know, you just look at what's occurred in healthcare and medicine over the last 25 years. There's so many research discoveries that are now the basis of medical care. And the connection between research and health has never been closer. And so, I can give you examples. Last week, we had a young man who was cured of sickle cell anemia by a Tulane team, literally through that type of care. We had, President Biden came in last year to highlight really the use of AI in pathology with the ARPA-H research project that we're going on. There are just countless examples of how research in the bench is translated into healthcare. And that's what charity is about. That's what our downtown research is about. And I also should mention, it's also our new flagship hospital at East Jefferson, which, of course, you were deeply involved in for many years, is part of that as well.
No, absolutely. This project obviously presents challenges. It's an old building. It's an old structure. Architectural design is going to be key. But you guys have a lot of those resources available to you, as you pointed out earlier, that you've already done a lot of growth on your main campus and off campus as well. So as scary as one might think it would be, it is kind of sort of in y'all's wheelhouse already, because you bring all of those disciplines every day. I mean, you know, I just look at it as an old building, you know, the old structure. There's always challenges with that. And that was what I was kind of focusing on the apprehension. You know, especially a building that has sat there dormant for so long, you know, that it brings with it some unique challenges, but I think it will lead to exciting outcomes.
Absolutely. Look, the building itself has great bones. We've obviously spent a lot of time going through it with developers and architects, so we have a very good sense of how to develop it. We've actually rebuilt part of the Hutchinson building, which is next to it, which was actually built before charity, and redone about 50,000 square feet there. So we've actually had some experience in that. But charity itself, it's just an incredible facility. And we think it adapts very well for what will be the School of Public Health, the Celia Scott Weatherhead School of Public Health, the Medical School, the Innovation Institute, sort of all the labs working together. It's sort of a perfect facility. Will there be surprises? You bet. It's an old building. But we think we can deal with them.
So I know that y'all are in coordination and in communications with 1532 Tulane Holdco LLC, the company that has been named as a lead developer of transitioning over. Where do y'all find yourself? Where's that process at the present time?
Sure. They were the original developers of the whole building and you know, faced a lot of challenges through that process. So we came in and took it over and looked at whether or not we could develop the building. So we moved from originally we were going to take only about 100,000 square feet to now we're doing 650,000 square feet, over two thirds of the building. 1532 will develop the condos, the living portions of the building, the rest of the building. And it in some sense, we've reworked the partnership at this point, where we, in a sense, are the lead developer.
Now, you guys have the benefit, too, of a number of philanthropic organizations that are big believers in the mission and vision of Tulane University. Billy Goldring, a good friend, the Goldring Family Foundation, as one of the participants. I think that, and I know that you know this, but for the benefit of the audience, if you could explain how important those types of income and revenue streams to a project are so vitally important to its success.
This is a public-private partnership in every way. No one entity really could do this, and it's required supporters of Tulane, private supporters of Tulane University. It's required public entities to support us. And of course, the facility itself, we're expecting will generate income. We will have probably about 700 researchers there with the grants that they bring in. So it's the combination of public and private support which allows this to happen.
We're visiting with President Mike Fitz of Tulane University. Mike, we also know that this model works, right? I mean, this that we've seen in other medical corridors in other cities, the huge successes that they've had and their ability to leverage this medical and research economy to their benefit. And it's been a win-win, and it's been one of the fastest and most robust growing sectors of the economy now for probably at least a decade, if not more.
You know, absolutely. I mean, you know, universities are significant drivers of economic development. We all know about, obviously, Cambridge, Massachusetts, and Silicon Valley. But so many other cities, whether it's Nashville or Pittsburgh, have really taken off through the growth of the universities. And that means not only the research and the funding of research, which obviously brings in funds into the city and creates jobs up and down the line, but also startups that come out of that. And that's the piece of this that we think will also have a huge effect down the line for New Orleans. We have an innovation institute that looks to turn research into startups and businesses. Unfortunately, you know, while we've been successful in the past at Tulane, those startups have tended to leave New Orleans. They've gone to Houston or Boston or other places. And the purpose here is to have those startups literally start in charity and become part of a network, a supportive network for new businesses.
Yeah, you know, unfortunate for the state that we have an unhealthy population, but fortunate for our inhabitants here relative to clinical trials and all kinds of other types of medical research that's conducted, that our population here could be a huge beneficiary from a lot of what would happen in this facility, right?
Absolutely. That's a critical point. What we're doing, by the way, is we're moving our School of Public Health together with our School of Medicine. And there's no question that the synergies between sort of direct patient care and public health are absolutely essential for sort of making our better health outcomes generally. As you know, the Gulf South does not have good health outcomes. So that we view not only the growth of our medical system at East Jeff and other places as important to improving the health, but also that the research that's being done and the outreach in charity in the School of Public Health and Medicine is also critical to helping health outcomes in the entire region.
Well, let me just say, we are rooting for you, a big cheerleader for the project. In fact, the happenstance that you talked about relative to sickle cell anemia, we had your doctor on the show, a very interesting conversation about the successes there, and we wish you continued success. And anytime that you want to report out on anything, please know that we're available. We're nimble here. We'd love to have you come back on and give us updates periodically. I think it's a top of mind project on a lot of people's mind, and I truly mean this. If the city of New Orleans is going to move from what we have been called a third tier city to a second tier city, a lot of it, not to put any pressure on you, Mike, I think is going to be on the back of this project, quite frankly. I really believe that. I think this is a huge upside opportunity for us.
I couldn't agree more, nor could I have said it better. This is part of not only transforming Tulane, but also New Orleans.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations. And if we can help in any way, please reach out. We're happy to do so.
Okay. Thank you, Newell. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, sir. Have a great 4th of July weekend.
Same to you. Same to you. And thanks to same to all your listeners.
Well, thank you, sir. Mike Fitz, president of Tulane University. We'll be right back, folks. We'll check in with Arthur Laughlin, Councilman District 11. over in St. Tammany. We'll talk about Sheriff Randy, resigning in St. Tammany Parish to call for the election in November when we return. Stay with us.